get ready to hear more of this. Those are the psychedelic sounds of slot machines. Well, today's the deadline for developers to submit their proposals for large casino resorts in New York State. Some of the plans would put a casino within 60 miles of Manhattan, the closest a full-service casino with table games has ever come to the city. So what's next? WNYC's Ilya Marritz is here with some answers. Ilya, good morning.
Good morning.
So developers are formally submitting their plans today. What do we know about what they're proposing?
Well, each developer would like you to think that his or her proposal is unique. So Genting, which is a Malaysian developer, wants to restore a botanic garden and a ski slope adjacent to its proposed casino in Tuxedo, New York. Green Track is promoting itself as an African-American-owned gambling company, which is unusual, and their proposals for New Windsor near Stewart Airport. In fact, these proposals actually look very similar. They're huge, floodlit, castle-like buildings attached to hotels, surrounded by humongous parking lots. The real factors that separate each proposal from the others are geography and money.
Yeah, let's talk about geography first. Where could these proposed casinos go? They're going to be peppered around the state, right?
That's right. There's three regions that are eligible for casino licenses: the Southern Tier, the Albany area, and of interest to us, the Catskills and Hudson Valley, which are pretty close to the city. It's possible that two casino licenses will be awarded in this Catskills-Hudson region. And the concern here is that whichever one is closer to the city, it'll cannibalize the traffic of the one that's further away. So while a casino in Tuxedo or Woodbury could probably make a lot more money because it's closer to New York City, towns further to the north, like up in the Catskills, tend to have higher unemployment rates. They say they need the lift more badly. And interestingly, we've already seen two Catskill bidders drop out. One of them was a pretty major company, Foxwoods, which had a plan to restore the old Grossinger's resort.
We'll talk about money for a minute. Late last week, there was some news that might give any of these developers some pause. There's Caesars Entertainment announced that the company will close the Showboat Casino in Atlantic City in August, and the Atlantic Club just down the boardwalk has already closed, and the Revel Casino is also teetering on the brink. So what does that say about casinos' ability to actually make money for the state and themselves after they open here in New York?
Well, this is really awkward for Caesars because they own the Showboat in Atlantic City, and they decided to close it. At the exact same time, they're saying to Albany, hey, pick us. Their proposals for Woodbury, New York, we can make you the most money of all. So it's a little bit of a mixed message. The word that I've started to read a lot recently in articles about casinos is saturation, because there are just so many more casinos, especially here in the Northeast, than there were 15 or 20 years ago. Funny enough, that was part of Governor Cuomo's argument for bringing casino gambling here. Other states are doing it. Why should we export that cash? Why should we miss out on that money? Voters agreed with his reasoning. They amended the Constitution to allow this, and now we're here on the brink of bringing in new casinos.
So the applications are due today. What happens next?
Well, for one, you'll probably hear some radio spots like this.
Caesars is one of the world's top gaming companies. They know how to create good jobs, a diversified entertainment experience, and they're going to build a long-term partnership with our community.
Okay, so that's been in heavy rotation on commercial radio stations. Basically, each of the different candidates wants to create a sense that their project has a lot of momentum and has the community behind it. Over the summer, there will be public hearings, presentations by the bidders. The actual decision is up to a 5-member casino location board appointed by the state gaming board. Interestingly, only 3 of those 5 seats have been filled, so it could be that they have difficulty making their own deadline to pick winning bidders. The deadline's kind of squishy right now. It's early fall.
And if people want to make their voice heard or just learn more about these proposals?
Well, there's already a lot of information on the Gaming Commission's website. You can follow the link for casinos in New York. In a week or so, you'll be able to read the executive summaries of the proposals that are being handed in today. Then sometime after that, the whole proposals will be made public with a few redactions for financial information. So, I think it's going to be tough reading. They're over 10,000. They're like in the tens of thousands of pages long.
But we can find out where the ski slope is going to go.
I can tell you right now, it's a resort in Tuxedo, New York.
Okay, WNYC's Ilya Marritz. Ilya, thank you.
Thank you.